It's great to be indoors. What a beautiful theater here at the Playhouse in London. I tell you, they don't make theaters like this anymore because of the child labor laws. Oh, I can't get over how proper everyone here is in England. I was at the customs at the Heathrow Airport. And the guy says, "What's that toilet paper doing on your cheek?" I said, "Well, I cut myself shaving on the plane, and I, you know, put a little toilet paper on." He says, "Well, most people use a fresh piece."
When in Rome, you know, I'll play along.
I was in Trafalgar Square today, ripping out nose hairs. Ooh, those sleeping winos hate that. But I need the incentive to jog, you know, which isn't easy here either. This cop says, "Look, young man, if you want to go jogging, do it in a park, not a graveyard." So I'm thinking, obviously, he's not a hurdle man, you know. I ran 3 miles the other day. Finally, I said, "Lady, keep your purse, you know." No, it's not easy. I tried doing that Ironman triathlon. You know, that's where you swim for 6 miles, right? Then you bicycle for 112, then you run for 26.2, you know. So I'm doing the swimming part first. And after 5 minutes, I thought, well, this is stupid, you know. I'm getting the bike all rusty. Now, my sister hates to swim. On my uncle's boat off the coast of Florida, I said to her, "You gotta go in the water. It's wonderful." She said, "I told you I'm having my period." She takes all the fun out of shark fishing. Just to lure them, you know, I wouldn't want to hurt her. I love to fish. Once I caught a 30-pound sea bass. I was dying to mount it, you know, but people were around. Oh, my brother says hello. So, hooray for speech therapy. You know, the other day, I was walking down the street for some gum, and I was finding quite a bit, you know. Is there some celebrity in England that looks like me? The people were shouting at me, "Is there someone named Wanker?" I think it's a chat show host, I'm not sure. Boy, I don't think I'm that famous, although I've been doing a lot of stuff since I got here. I posed naked for a magazine. Well, the guy gave me some candy as well, you know. Oh, guess what? I am never going to argue sports with anyone in England again. I was at a pub the other night nursing a beer. My nipple was quite soggy. And the guy next to me said, "I think Ireland has the best team in football." I said, "You're nuts." And he punches me. So that's the last time I'll warn someone that his balls are on fire. He was drunk. Now, my nephew had a birthday. And I said, "What do you want for your birthday?" And he said, I want a Batmobile. Well, unbeknownst to me, one of them was still alive when I hung it over his bed. And I should have known better because I went to see Batman last summer, you know. And I turned around to tell the people behind me to shut up. And it's Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton. Then I realized that I've been sitting backwards. Do you like crying babies at the movies? I like to sit behind them. You figure they're going to cry anyway, right? So you flick them in the head. Who's going to know? Now, my sister just had a baby, and she loves the little critter. We could have company over, and she'll be in front of everyone with her breast out feeding him cereal or what have you. And the other day, I was pushing the baby through the park, and he's crying because I forgot the pram. Oh, yes, I dress for the ladies. I'm a great lover, I bet. Oh, yes, I've tried my hand at sex. I've been having problems with my girlfriend. I know it. She's mad at me because I told her she looked sexy with black fingernails. And now she thinks I purposely slammed the car door on her. Plus, I think she might also be upset because I accidentally threw up on her grandmother. I was leaning over to kiss her grandma goodbye, and I got a whiff of her stale perfume, and I accidentally threw up all over her. Luckily, I was one of the last mourners in line. Could have been a lot worse, if you ask me. People come up to me concerned that I'll reproduce. I think I'd be good with kids. For instance, my nephew is scared of the dark, and I've always thought the best way to teach a kid not to be scared of the dark is to fill his daylight hours with as much horror as possible. So he prays for the darkness that comes. He's a brat. I'm at a picnic with him. He said, Uncle Emo, there's a bug in my eye. Do something, you moron. So I get the insecticide. Changes his mind. You know, I think kids are a lot of fun. And I like animals as well. I have a love for animals that's almost illegal. I had a monkey when I was a kid. Cute little monkey. Used to do a cute little dance on his hind legs every time I would hold the leash up high enough. You know, it's nice to be here in England because the economy's going very well. You know, I'm glad for you. I'm from America and the economy's having problems. We have a $200 billion a year budget deficit. And my advice to President Bush, don't worry about it. What's going to happen? Is Japan going to come over and say, hey, Uncle Sam, we want the money? We'll say we don't have it. They'll say you don't have it. What did you spend the $200 billion on? And we'll say, well, these nuclear warheads. And they'll say, well, we don't need it right away. country is making nuclear weapons like there is no... Well, anyway, my problem is I have to learn to discipline myself. I was having this large Dutch woman do it. Sorry, I did it now. Looks like Karen Carpenter as the Elephant Man. This reminds me of the time I was on my aunt's farm, and she said, "Emo, milk the cows." And I never done this before. Well, I come back after an hour. I said, "The big one with the horns almost killed me." She said, "That's the bull." So now I don't feel bad that I only got half a cup. Number one day, she caught me in bed with a chicken. There was egg on my face. I was in bed the other night, and I heard my parents in the next room arguing about me. You know how parents will argue, saying stuff like, "Oh, I told you he'd live." You know. They're kidders, of course. My mom said when I was born, they threw away the mold. Oh, some of it grew back in, you know, but remember one day, I'll never forget. I was about 4 years old, and I was playing one day, and I saw the cellar door open just a crack. Now, my folks had always warned me, "Emo, whatever you do, don't go near the cellar door." But I didn't see what was on the other side if it killed me. And I went to the cellar door, and I pushed it and walked through, and I saw strange, wonderful things. Things I had never seen before. Like trees. Grass. The sun. That was nice. Yeah, my folks were very protective of me. I couldn't even cross the street without them getting all excited and placing bets. One night, my dad was tucking me into bed with the staple gun. I said, "Daddy, tell me a story." He said, "Emo, I need my sleep. I have to look for work in the morning." I said, "Come on, tell me a longer one." Now, when I was a little boy, I hated school. Because, you know, a lot of stuff in school, let's face it, you don't appreciate till you get to be older. You know, little things like being spanked every day by a middle-aged woman, you know. Stuff you pay good money for later in life. Once our teacher said, "Emo, what's 5/19ths and 4/15ths?" And my brain started to bleed. She said, "Take it easy. What's our common denominator?" I said, "A fondness for little girls." She was by and large. But anyway, she sent me to the principal, which is like your headmaster. And I'm walking down the hall. I thought, "Oh, this is horrible. My friend Jimmy went to the principal last week and he's still not able to sit down." So I'm praying, "Oh, please don't let him find me attractive." I sit down. He says, emo, emo, emo. I said, I'm the one in the middle, you drunken slob. He said, I can expel you. I said, you'll have to catch and eat me first. You know, he's chasing me all over. He said, emo, you have to go to the school psychologist. I said, why do I have to go to the school psychologist? So he shows me the petition. I go to the psychologist. He says, what does this ink blot look like to you? I said, it's kind of embarrassing. He said, everyone sees something silly. Just tell me what the ink blot looks like to you. I said, well, to me, it looks like standard pattern number 3 in the Rorschach series, the test for obsessive compulsiveness, you know, but that's just me. And he gets depressed. I said, okay, it's a butterfly then, you know. He says, what does this ink blot look like? I said, it looks like a horrible, ugly blob of pure evil that sucks the souls of men into a vortex of sin and degradation. He said, no, the ink blot's over there. That's a photo of my wife you're looking at. I said, oh, was I far off? He said, no. And he gives me a chocolate Easter bunny. And I eat the chocolate bunny, and I think, wait a second, was this a test, too? He says, yeah. I said, what does it mean? He said, well, had you eaten the ears first, you'd be ambitious. Had you eaten the feet first, you'd have an inferiority complex. Had you eaten the tail first, you'd have latent homosexual tendencies. And had you eaten the breasts first, you'd have a latent Oedipal complex. I said, well, go on. What does it mean when you bite out the eyes and scream, stop staring at me? He says, it shows you have a tendency towards self-destruction. I said, what do you recommend? He says, go for it. That Friday afternoon, I'm walking home from school, and I'm watching some men building a new house. And the guy hammering on the roof calls me a paranoid little weirdo in Morse code. As soon as the men left for the day, I saw they had just poured wet cement for the basement floor. So I jumped into the wet cement, and then I slipped, and I fell backwards, and I hit the back of my head on a pipe coming out of the floor. When I came to early the next morning, the pipe held my head above the surface, while the rest of my body below the neck was completely covered by the now hardened cement. I thought, well, this is bad. I know I'm not going to fit into the new family's decorating scheme. Unless, of course, they've chosen a last day of Pompeii motif. So I'm lying there hour after hour after hour, and then my friend Jimmy Peterson comes to the window. He said, Emo, are you stuck in that cement? I said, no. Last night I didn't finish my broccoli, and my mom chopped my head off and tossed it here. And he screams and runs away. So the next morning, I'm still lying there, reflecting on how there's a time and a place for sarcasm. And it starts to rain. And after several hours, the basement begins flooding with water. I'm yelling, help, help! Which I wish I would have thought of the day before. And after a while, the water starts seeping into my nostrils. And just as the water starts seeping into my nostrils, my dad jumps into the basement, showing he was a complete stranger to Archimedes' principle of liquid displacement. So I'm trying desperately at this point to evolve a blowhole, but my dad takes out a flashlight, a torch, you know, and he puts the cylinder part into my mouth so I could breathe through it like a snorkel. So now I'm choking on the batteries. But my dad takes out a chisel, and before you could translate the Book of Maccabees from Hebrew to Lithuanian, he frees me from the cement. He said, "Well, Emo, I had you out in no time at all." I said, "Well, geologically, perhaps, you know." And I guess the circumcision was an extra bonus. He said, now, no pain, no gain. I said, "Well, no rhymes, no moronic generalizations." And he grabs me by the throat, says, "No air intake, no smart comments, Buster." I said, "No free hands, no protection to the groin." I don't know if I was put on this earth for a purpose or not, but I'm fairly confident that I'll be taken off of it for one. One night, I was in bed, and you know how you're in bed at night, all alone in the house, and your house starts making noises you don't hear during the daytime. Weird noises, scary noises, like "Emo, I'm gonna kill you." I remember that song. Whenever I feel afraid, I whistle a happy tune. And I felt a hand around my neck, and a voice said, "Thanks, I thought I would never find you in the dark." The light goes on, and there's this guy standing over me with a gun. He says, "Take advantage of my little sister, will you?" I said, "Sure, where is she?" You know. And he shows me this picture of a girl. I said, "I don't know her." He said, "Yes, you do." I said, "No, I don't." He says, "Yes, you do." And he gets nervous, and his hands start shaking, and the picture starts shaking. I said, "Oh, now I remember her." I said, "Look, I'll tell you a riddle. And if you answer it, you could kill me. But if you don't answer it, you have to let me go." He said, "What's the riddle?" I said, "What is it that is four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs at night?" He said, "The answer is man, who in the morning of his life crawls on four legs because he's a baby, and in the afternoon of his life he walks upright on two legs because he's an adult, and in the evening of his life he's an old man and his cane makes the third leg." I said, "Wrong, it's a donkey, who has four legs in the morning, and in the afternoon you chop two of them off, and in the evening you glue one back on again." Ooh, what a dolt, huh? So I got out of that one all right. I recently had the intense pleasure of seeing a wonderful opera called Einstein on the Beach by Philip Glass and Robert Wilson. The problem is Einstein never actually gets to the beach. Maybe that's the point. But I love the beach. I love the sound of the crashing surfers against the rocks. They always have a sign at the beach, "No glass bottles." I think that's so the other sand particles don't feel like underachievers. Be that as it may, I have written a modern dance piece called Einstein at the Beach. And with the kind permission of Philip Glass, I would like to do it for you right now. Have really stayed. Get on my clothing. This. Let me get this. This reminds me of something. I was at the doctor's office. And the guy across from me in the waiting room said, "What's your problem?" I said, "I have the biggest hemorrhoid you've ever seen." He said, "Is that why you're sitting on that beanbag chair?" I said, "Look again." You know, it's over. You know, I was at a computer shop, and this little computer beats me at chess. But it was no match for me at kickboxing. I want to thank you all very, very much for coming here. And I just want to say in conclusion that if there's any young ladies out there who want some emo action, well, I don't want to blow my own horn. So that's why I'm making this invitation. But I am quite the handy one with the ladies. Oh, yes. I was with this girl the other night, and I don't want to brag, but from the way she was responding to my skillful caresses, you would have sworn that she was conscious. From the tip of her head to the tag on her toes. I just wish I had this sexual charisma back in college. You know, college, you're never satisfied with your appearance. Either you have blemishes or you need braces on your teeth. I myself used to have a vestigial tail, a 15-inch bone sticking out of my spinal column. Every night I'd pray to God to please remove the vestigial tail. Either that or turn my head around 180 degrees. And he never did. You're probably surprised that I pray. Oh, I'm a very religious person. Well, if by religious you mean that I go to church every Sunday, I'm not religious in that strict sense. But if by religious you mean that I love others and I try to help them whenever I can, again, no. I was raised Baptist. Once my grandpa said, "Emo, do you believe in the Lord?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Then stand up and shout hallelujah." And wouldn't you know, I fell out of the roller coaster. When I was a kid, I used to pray every night for a new bicycle. Then I realized the Lord doesn't work that way. So I just stole one and asked him to forgive me. And I got it. And let that be a lesson to you. And let me just reiterate that this has been a dream come true for me to be here in London. If someone would have told me 13 years ago that I'd be here on the West End, I just would have stared at him because I was on medication at that time. Do you believe in dreams? Try this one out for size. I'm on a tube train. And it goes into a long, dark tunnel, and it stops. Panic-stricken, I leave the train, start running down this corridor, which turns out to be a sewer. And I'm over my head in filthy, stinking liquid, and I see a light at the end of the tunnel, and I get there, and there's my mother. She said, "Have some coleslaw, Emo." And I passed out from exhaustion. And here's where I had the dream. In the dream, I'm running through the park, and I have a very bad asthmatic attack. These three asthmatics jumped me. I know, I should have heard them hiding. Let that be a lesson. Thank you for being my friends. Bye-bye! We'll be right back.